So, yeah, what are you wearing?
Some khakis.
Nice. Are you Jake from State Farm?
Nah, I just made that up. Anyways, man, if creation is dumb, then science is dumber.
Go on.
I mean, you basically just figured out things that the Bible already knew way back 6,000 years ago.
Such as
the mitochondrial Eve.
Oh, jeez. Okay. So, what is your understanding of what mitochondrial Eve is?
That all the living human all share the same genes with that. With the whoever they found.
What?
Right, they all share the same DNA, right? There's a mitochondrial DNA that everybody shares with the first thought to be. Passed down from that one single, well, not a single, but you know. But I know you guys say that there were other, you know, primates before that who were considered, you know, humans, I guess. Or
okay, so mitochondrial Eve is not the first human being. It just happens to be a person, a female in this case, that everybody alive is related to. So, for example, if everybody except for one man and one woman today died, and they had a bunch of children, and then this genetically this wouldn't work out, but let's pretend it does. Everybody on the planet except for one man and one woman die. They have children. Their children do some biblical stuff with each other and sire more children. That goes on for many centuries, and all of a sudden there's millions of people. All of the millions of people on the planet would be related to that woman who, for whatever reason, was alive when everybody else died. That doesn't make her the first woman or anything like that. So mitochondrial Eve and the biblical story of Eve are not at all the same thing. The terminology is borrowed because culturally the concept of an Eve, just people know what that is. But no, the idea of mitochondrial Eve doesn't match up at all with what the story in Genesis is telling you.
I mean, you just proved my point that everybody that's alive today are all related to that one woman.
Holy moly. No, I didn't prove your point. I told you how your point is not a scientific, how the Bible is not making a scientific claim, and science does not back up what the Bible says.
Bro, we're all related to that one person, right?
Yep. And was that person the first person?
According to you guys, no, there was other.
Right. So it doesn't back up the Bible at all.
You see the similarities, right?
Barely.
All right. So let's talk about the primordial soup, right? So apparently we were all created in a hydrothermal vent.
Right? Life likely originated around hydrothermal vents, yes.
Exactly. So what's... I know there's no study that... I mean, there is a study where it says that... where you try to claim that life existed from non-life, right? Like non-organism. But I have yet to see any life being created out of some dust and dirt and lightning.
Well, then the Bible's false because that's what it says we come from. Dust and dirt.
That's exactly my point. So if the Bible,
so the Bible narrative is, oh, so you're saying if the Bible is, oh, okay. Well, here's the thing. We do see, there's really no such thing as living matter, but we'll just say that there is for whatever reason. Literally what life does constantly is takes in non-living matter from the environment and uses it to create the energy that powers the living chemistry of the cell and converts some of that material into cellular tissue and whatnot. So in other words, turning non-life into life. That literally happens all the time. Life is a type of chemistry, and chemistry beget a different type of chemistry, which we call life. So you see something like that happen all the time. Not literally material that isn't living material becoming living material in absence of living material. Yeah. But the concept of non-life turning into life, in principle, we see that happening literally all the time. The alternative explanation, the reason these are not analogous at all, is the alternative explanation requires magic. And magic is just something that's silly to believe in. And we have literally zero examples of magic really existing. So they're not equally, these are not equal ideas.
I mean, the fact that, you know, there was non-living organism back then, and somehow, you know, these elements kind of created a living organism.
Yep.
By merging together and all that. Like, there has not been one scientific research that supports that idea.
No, there's tons of scientific research that supports that idea. We've never done it in the lab before, although we have created things that are kind of sort of alive in a sense, and they replicate. They don't do it indefinitely, but life won't do it indefinitely. Eventually, life is going to cease on this planet. So then it's like, okay, well, what, just because one has a bigger winning streak, that's somehow fundamentally different? I mean, not really. But now I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, there are all kinds of things that exist in nature that we can't recreate. Black holes, hurricanes, tornadoes, just all sorts of things. Or like the sun. The sun, fusion, no, it doesn't. We've never been able to recreate that in the lab. Well, actually, we have achieved fusion in the lab before. Yeah, but only for a couple nanoseconds, so that doesn't count. So just because we can't do it ourselves or do it adequately to somebody's random, to some random set of, I'm totally lost for words, expectations or whatever, doesn't mean that it's not scientifically supported.
I understand that they've successfully created amino acids out of non-living materials.
We've done that before. Yep. We also find them in nature and like in meteorites and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's amino acids. I mean, it is the block of, you know, the DNA chain, but
no, it's not.
I mean, it's the base for the, you know, DNA sequencing.
Or it's not. Amino acids make proteins.
Yeah, and what's in the DNA? What forms
DNA? DNA is a completely different type of molecule. It's a nucleic acid. There are some proteins that combine with DNA to form chromatin, but I think that's only in eukaryotes. Prokaryotes don't have that.
All right. So back to my point. You know, if
You made a point.
What's more plausible, though? Like,
life magic just, or non-magic? Non-magic.
Well, they're both. Well, the primordial soup is magic, though.
Nope. It's chemistry.
I just agree to disagree on that.
Well, no, it's literally not magic. There's no violation of the laws of nature. Whereas creation by a god does necessitate that.
So what studies is there that supports, you know, your idea that that could happen?
Origin of life research? I mean, I don't know if I could recite to you the name of any paper or anything from memory. I mean, the most famous example of creating organic molecules from non-organic molecules is the Miller-Urey experiment, which has been repeated in many different ways, many different times successfully. Now, it's not creating life from non-life, but the thinking for a really long time was the molecules of life are only capable of being produced by life, and we now know that that is not the case.
How so?
Because it's been done before. They have been found in nature outside of life and in experimentally we have created them.
Wait. How were they found? How were they found in nature when life has been without the influence of life, right?
It's been found in meteorites, for example.
What's been found in meteorites? I've never heard of that.
In meteorites, every single amino acid and every single nucleotide.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go study on that because I've never heard of that before. That's something new. You want to talk about how we're not all related to genetic sequencing, or how you guys leave out the part where we basically we've only sequenced like 1% of the human DNA?
Yeah, that's not even remotely true.
That is true.
It's not. We've sequenced the entire human genome.
You know how long the human genome is?
Pretty long, yeah.
Yeah, it's like
3.5 billion base pairs. Yeah, and we have sequenced the entire thing. They actually just finished it. I think it was last year.
Bro, you can look it up. Like,
I have looked it up. This is just known. The Human Genome Project started in the very, very late 90s, and it was complete. They published it in like 2006, but there was still some work that they hadn't done yet, but the entire thing was completely sequenced. They finally got that done like last year, I believe. May have been 2 years ago.
The reason why I say that is that 90% of human DNA doesn't contain the
genes? Yeah, I know. But a genome is not genes. A genome is the entire sequence of DNA in your somatic cells. And it has been sequenced.
Well, what do you think of non-sequenced DNA?
What do I think about it? It exists.
Yeah, and that's 90% of human DNA.
Yep, which is deeply inconsistent with creation.
So how can you sequence something that is not codable? You said that the whole...
Oh, man. Okay. This is just so incredibly basic. So here's a... It's not showing through. Here's a book, right? This book contains no gibberish. These are all words. But theoretically, I could write something that is 90% gibberish and 10% words. Would it be possible for somebody like you to copy what I wrote? Yes. So there's the answer to your question.
Yeah, the 10%, right?
Or 1%. No, you could copy literally the entire thing. All you have to do is read it and copy what it says. Gibberish or no gibberish?
Leave the rest of it out, I guess.
No, you wouldn't have to leave the rest of it out.
You just said that 10% is filled, but the other 90% is not.
I said, it's gibberish. You can copy gibberish. It's not even hard to do. You see an A, you write down the letter A. You see a Q, you write down the letter Q.
But that's... that. Well, that's not what non-coding DNA is, though.
Here, but let's put this into practice. Repeat after me. I guarantee you can do this. D.
D.
U.
M. M. B.
B.
All right. Yeah.
A.
A. S. S.
S.
S.
S. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. So how can you code, right, the non-coding portion when it doesn't contain those sequences or that, those acids, I forgot what they're called. It's been a while. Like, how could you even sequence that when it doesn't, they're not present in that portion of the human genome?
I don't know what makes you think that just because a sequence of DNA is non-coding genetic material that we can't copy it. That's not how it works. Your cells copy all of your DNA, gene or no gene. All you have to do, because there are bonding rules, and we've invented technologies that can cut up the DNA and splice it into like known sequences and attach it, and little by little, we have built up the exact sequence of those base pairs. So there's just, we have got to get away from this because it's just mind-numbingly pointless. But the idea that just because part of your genome, even most of your genome, isn't genes, has nothing to do with whether or not we can read the sequence of nucleic acids or the sequence of base pairs.
They lack base pairs. That's all I'm saying. How can you sequence something that lacks amino acids? Or, you know, because the way you sequence DNA is, you know, through the four letters, right?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, and that part of the human DNA doesn't contain those letters, so I don't...
It does. Look, like I said, we have to get away from this because you're just less than incompetent on this. So what other questions do you have?
I thought you guys didn't call it Big Bang or something. What happened to that?
It's, you know, we call it the Big Bang.
I've talked to you before. You said Big Bang is not. Or actually, I talked to someone before where they said, who was a scientist? Maybe Simon or I don't know. But they said that the Big Bang is not. There was no explosion. It was an explosion. Nobody knows. It's
an correct. Expansion. It was not an explosion. Yeah.
It's an expansion of the universe.
Yep. Perfect.
Yeah. When you say the Big Bang, you kind of insinuate that there was an explosion. Bam. You know, and everything started expanding. So I just wanted to touch up on that.
What do you want to... what do you want to touch up on?
I mean, what do you mean by Big Bang?
The expansion of the universe.
Exactly. So,
yeah, we come up with phrases for phenomena that aren't that are imperfect. That doesn't mean anything. It's too bad that people get the wrong idea about stuff, but whatever. Blue-green algae is, not only is it not algae, it's not even a eukaryote. It's an absolutely horrible name, but that's what we call it. So, too bad, so sad.
Right, so, can you explain how that happened, though?
The Big Bang?
Yeah.
I can explain the happenings of the Big Bang, but what happened before the Big Bang or what made the Big Bang begin happening? Nope, don't know.
I mean, so... How did the universe start expanding? Where did it come from?
I don't know.
I can't explain it.
Don't know.
I guess we just don't know things, man, until we find out.
There's a huge amount that we do know, and then there are things we don't know, correct? What does that prove? What do you think What is the meta narrative that you think is accomplished by you saying we don't know where the universe came from?
How do you measure the expansion?
So the question was, what meta narrative do you think you are accomplishing by pointing out that there are, that we don't know where the universe came from?
Well, it's mostly that, you know, you guys act like you know so much, but in reality, you're just as lost as any other people, right? Like, you guys claim that you know all this, you know all that, you know, the world is, or the universe is billions of years old.
Yep, we know that.
How? How do you know, though? That's my point. You weren't alive back all the way then to where you're like, oh, yeah, I know this because I was there.
Did the Civil War happen?
Yeah.
How do you know? Were you there?
There's history books written about it.
So?
I mean, there's no history books of, you know, the Big Bang or the expansion of the universe.
Yeah, like, we can observe it happening today. You can't watch the Civil War happen, but we can observe the Big Bang today.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Like, how do you measure that? How do you measure the expansion of the universe when,
you know, by the redshift of distant galaxies? Do you think that scientists know that there's no such thing as the Big Bang and they are just making it all up?
Basically, yeah.
Why?
I mean, the stars and the, like, you know, the cosmos has been in the same place ever since you were born, or ever, like, thousands of years.
So you think the Earth is flat?
You cannot, no. No, I don't know. Okay. I've never been to space. But you cannot measure something that takes millions of years.
Yes, you can.
How?
The fact that, so here's what's going on. You don't know how it works, so you're claiming that nobody knows how it works. I don't know how to do brain surgery. Does that mean that there's no such thing as brain surgery? Is there no such thing as brain surgeons? Is that how it works? No, this is dumb.
I'm asking you, how do you measure distance, like, of expansion when it's...
You use standard candles and look at redshift.
Say you use standard candles?
Yep, and look at redshift.
All right, what does that mean?
So again, this is the bizarre part. You declaring that it's not real, even though you have no idea how to even tell if it's real or not, is a very disturbing cognitive phenomenon. Why do you do that?
You don't have to gaslight. I'm just asking.
So the question is, despite the fact that you have no idea how it works, why do you decide that it's not real?
Because, like, you can observe the cosmos and it's been in its place for as long as we know it. As long as humans been alive, it's been in the same position.
That's really not the question. What you're doing is saying these are what my personal limited abilities are. So just why is it that you declare that there's no such thing as whatever is beyond your limited abilities, and that other people don't know these scientific facts that scientists have gathered are false? Why do you do that?
I asked you, like, what?
Yeah, so the question was, why do you doubt these things?
Because you guys make a lot of claims that doesn't really add up.
On what grounds have you determined that it doesn't add up? Other than it's beyond your ability to either comprehend or do.
I mean, if we were expanding, right, stuff in space would be...
That's great. Do you think that the sun orbits the Earth or the Earth orbits the sun?
I don't know. I've never been there.
You've never been where?
I've never seen it, so I don't know.
Great. Do you think that people you've never met before exist?
Of course.
How do you know? You've never been there.
I mean, I see people every day that I've never met, so they exist.
There are 8 billion humans on this planet. Do you agree?
That's the census, yeah.
How do you know? You've never met them. You've never been there.
Right.
Okay. So what's happened is you've become the most absurd possible skeptic. It's really weird because this is like the kind of thing that theists accuse atheists of being or being in danger of becoming, but you've just like literally turned into this thing. Oh, I've never been there. I don't know. Therefore, it doesn't exist. Meanwhile, you just accept plenty of other things because these other things, like the existence of billions of people you've never met, isn't a threat to whatever preconceived beliefs, biases, or dogmas that you hold. The only thing that your brain won't let you accept are things that threaten beliefs and biases that are ingrained within you. This is an odd way to live.
Yeah, no, that's not it at all. I'm saying
it's
that,
like, yes. Literally 100% it.
No, because I can observe, right? I see people.
No, you have not observed 8 billion people. Yeah. So why do you believe that 8 billion people exist?
Your original question was, are there people
Yeah, so
alive?
The question is, there are 8 billion people, but you can't observe them. Why do you believe they exist?
No, your original question
Yeah,
was,
so the question is, there are 8 billion humans, but you can't observe them. Why do you believe that they exist?
You're changing your question now. Because at first you
No,
said
this
that.
Is the question. Why yeah, do you believe you that 8 billion people that you have not observed exist?
Right, that falls. Because I can observe everywhere I go, there's people around.
Yeah, so you cannot observe 8 billion people, so why do you believe that 8 billion people exist?
Why don't you want to answer that question I ask you, though?
Yeah, so the question is, why do you believe that there are billions of people that you've never observed before?
Because I see people every day that I've never met. That was your original question.
Yeah. So what allows you to extrapolate out and say, oh, there are billions of people, or just believe the claim that there are billions of people?
Because technology allows me to do so.
Technology has allowed us to understand that we live in an expanding universe.
No.
See, there you go.
How though? Answer me how. The red candle, right? The candle and the red flare or whatever. How does that work?
Science.
No, I mean like...
How does tallying up a census of 8 billion people work? How does it work?
By equations and...
By equations and estimations. Jesus fucking Christ.
What?
I think LLC stands for Limited Linguistic Capabilities, not Limited Liability Company.
Sure, that's what you want to do. I mean, you ain't got to bash on people to prove a
point. Yeah, I do.
Like a teacher. Is that how you talk to your students then?
I don't have any students.
You used to be a teacher though. That's probably why you got fired.
No.
You just don't teach them the way you should. You just... Over there, like, you're an idiot. You're such a dummy. What are you doing this?
They don't know all that much because they're young and inexperienced, but they don't sit there and doubt information for the sake of doubting information to cling to precious, very precious and very stupid beliefs. They don't do that. They're very open-minded. And you seem to not be very open-minded.
I am. I asked you a question, but you wouldn't even answer. Instead, you over here saying how dumb I am, and I'm a dumbass, and all this and that. Like, come on, man. There's better ways to talk than just...
Better, perhaps. More effective and funnier? Eh, no, I don't think so.